Melbourne recently went into another lockdown, which started at midnight on a Friday night, and somebody raised with me the possibility that perhaps, seeing as they could go to shul that Friday night for Kabbalat Shabbat and Maariv, but by Shabbat morning all the shuls were going to be closed again, maybe they could lane the Seder on Friday night, bearing in mind that they weren't going to be able to lane it on Shabbat morning. So I had certain ideas that came to mind, and then I found that the questions essentially addressed in the tshuva of Rav Avadia Yosef in Yabia Omer Chelek Zayin, Simen Yud Zayin, where he discusses not quite our case, but the case of people who've got to get to work very early, and therefore they daven at the earliest possible time, just after Alot HaShachar. Can they lane on a Monday or Thursday before they start davening, i.e. even before Alot HaShachar, when halachically it's still night time? And this could actually be a very practical shaila, because certainly before Brexit, periodically there was government discussion about introducing double summertime so that the UK would be in the same time zone as mainland Europe. And if that had gone through, then Heinetz HaChama in London would be in January as late as 9:07 and quite a bit later further north. And then the earliest possible time to daven shacharit at all would be at 7:15, which would mean that many minyanim really would need to look into the possibility of doing the laning and perhaps other parts of the tefillah as well before the zman. So Rav Avadia addresses the question from several perspectives. And interestingly, the first and most major consideration that he has is a question about whether one is permitted to study mikra, i.e. Tanakh, the written Torah, at night. Why should this even be a question? Because a number of halachic authorities cite the ruling of the Arizal that one should only study Torah Sheba'al Peh at night. Where does such a notion come from? Because according to the Pirkei de Rabbi Eliezer, when Moshe Rabbeinu was on Har Sinai, he learned the written Torah by day and the oral Torah at night. And he quotes a passage in the Yalkut Shimoni that says, how did Moshe even know when it was day or night when he was with Hashem on Har Sinai? Precisely because if he was being taught Torah Shebichtav, it was daytime. And if he was being taught Torah Sheba'al Peh, then it was nighttime. And he brings a further explanation for this notion, because the written Torah represents the concept of Din, and the oral Torah represents the concept of Rachamim. How do we know that? Because the written Torah speaks about Malkut Arba'im, 40 lashes, Arba'im Yakenu, and the oral Torah reduces that to 39 lashes. And since daytime is a time of rachamim, and nighttime when it's dark is a time of din, then it's appropriate to balance the rachamim of day with the din of Torah Shebichtav, and the din of night with the rachamim of Torah Sheba'al Peh. And this being the case, then Rav Avadia says there are good grounds to say that therefore it's not allowed to lane from the Torah at night. But of course, the next questions are, do we regard the Arizal's ruling as normative halacha? And even if we do, what exactly are its precise parameters? So Rav Avadia makes a number of observations as far as these points are concerned. Number one, he says there's a halacha that one shouldn't daven musaf on Rosh Hashanah during the first 3 hours of the day because of dim and rachamim concerns. But we say that if it's betzibur, then it's permitted because the congregation turns din into rachamim. In which case, perhaps it's also permitted to lane, but sibur, with the congregation at night. Number two, and very importantly, he says that the Arizal's ruling isn't an absolute halacha, and that plenty of people learn mikra at night for various reasons, and that's essentially what the Mishnah Berurah says in the Shara HaTzion in Simon Reish Lamed Chet as well. And number three, not actually relevant to Rav Avadia's question, but relevant to the Melbourne question, is the view of the view that the Arizal's ruling doesn't apply to Shabbat, and that on Friday night you can read Mikra even according to the Arizal. So that's the first area of discussion. But are there any more normative halachic concerns that need to be addressed? And the real question is simply whether or not Kriyat HaTorah is specifically a daytime mitzvah, or it applies to the whole of Shabbat. Meaning that obviously I can't daven shacharit or musaf on Friday night, and I can't bench lulav on Sukkot night, but can I lane on Friday night, or is it a mitzvah that has to be done during the daytime? In answer to this question, Rav Avadia quotes the Maharsham, who maintains that it's not a daytime mitzvah, and he brings a proof from the Sugya Masechet Megillah Daf Kaf and Kaf Aleph that speaks about davashe mitzvato bayom, the various mitzvot that have to be done during the day and not at night, and Kriyat HaTorah isn't listed amongst them, mashma, that you can lane at night. But then Ravavadya challenges this assertion of the Maharsham, based on the Ture Even, who says that the Sugya Megillah is only talking about Doraita mitzvot. So we can't draw any conclusions from the omission of Kriyat HaTorah, which is the Darabanan. As a further proof that the laning can't be at night, he brings the fact that there's a number of poskim, including the Rama in Simon Kuf Lamed Heis If Bet, write that if the laning was missed for whatever reason on a Shabbat morning, then it's made up on this following Shabbat morning. And they don't say that you could lane at Mincha, suggesting that the laning has to be Tavka at Shachrit. And very strangely, he says that that's the view of Hacharonim Kulam, but actually the Mishnah Berurah in Sif Katan Hei, quoting the Dagal Mervava, says that you can lane at Mincha. So if, at least according to the Mishnah Berurah, you can lane at Mincha if necessary, then it's certainly not a morning-only mitzvah, and maybe you could even lane at the night if it was necessary. Plus, the Maharsham also brings the Magin Avraham in Simon Reish Pei Bet, who says that women have a chiyuv in hearing the laning, which is a disputed point, but that's the view of the Magin Avraham, which would mean that it can't be a daytime-only mitzvah, because women aren't obligated in such mitzvot. So that would also be a proof that you could lane at night if necessary. Rav Avadya Yosef actually argues against that Magin Avraham and says that women aren't chavot in the laning, but at the end of the day, and despite his various questions on the Maharsham, he comes to the conclusion that if there's no other alternative, then one could lane before the end, before the Zman of Shachrit on a Monday and Thursday, because the laning doesn't have to be Davka in the day, and because we're not totally bound by the concerns of the Arizal. So in the Melbourne case, it would also seem that because it's Shat Adchat, because it's extenuating circumstances, they could have, and perhaps should have, lained on the Friday night. Adkan.